Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Worry your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts. Freeform Radio, I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Happy Halloween. Of course, Paranormal Playground Sound lands on Halloween. What are the odds? I mean, it's all in the plans. It's all in the works. It's all in the universe. You know it happens. All day, every day, the miracles never end. And so, of course, the paranormal show, your supernatural fix, lands on the spooky day. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Do I have anything planned? Absolutely not. Honestly, not really. I'm more and more just not really that into Halloween. Not really into any holidays, really. I just like to accept that they're there, and I don't like to be a Debbie Downer and being like, ooh, screw that, or to heck with that. You know, I don't want to rain on people's parades if they do like to celebrate it, because I'm sure it is very fun for so many. But I'm not really. So I'm getting a workout because everybody's all over the street and I came in a little bit late, but I'm here. At least it's not like 20 minutes late and 30 minutes late. I'm literally right on schedule. So let's connect tonight. I love you. We're going to start with our guided meditation, but let me get settled in. So let's do some Blue Monday, New Order by New Order. I think this will be fun. I actually was listening to this earlier, so y'all gonna deserve this. We'll be right back. Good afternoon, good evening. So sorry, was starting a little late. Yeah, it's a little late. No worries, we're all good. We're here and we are clear. We're here and we're clear. And we're here to relax. We're here to take some nice deep inhales and exhales. Get into your groove, get into nice and comfy, because we're not trying to rush anything. This is a nice free-for-all today. No entertainer spirits. No dead musicians came in my dreams this week. Just a free-for-all the way spirit wants it. We're just gonna wash and clear, cleanse, and let go. Take some nice deep inhales and exhales for a moment. Take this opportunity right now to have a chance to be still. So now as we come back, let's imagine roots from our feet coming all the way down the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Imagine beautiful roots that are connected, washing, cleansing, and loving us and everything that is connected to us. Imagine yourself as it is connected to the earth, for we are always connected to Mother Earth, but sometimes we can forget during our busy days and our busy schedules. So today is a good day of a beautiful reminder of our eternal presence and our eternal nature, and that's what happens when we come into meditation. Vibration raised to the highest good. And and the highest healing in everything that wants to be heard. Everything that needs your attention right now that is an extension of your higher self. Let it unfold right now in this moment. Let it be free. Let it be majestic and magical. And let's unfold to who we are. On this beautiful Halloween night, I like to think of this night as such a playful, lighthearted energy. And let's just bring that into our heart and let's bring that into our body temple. We can see there's so much angelic play. There's nothing dark here. Everything is innocent and fun. And, you know, we notice even adults get to connect with that childlike self. So let's connect with that inner child right now. As Halloween reminds us to just be goofy and be free and be playful. If we've had a stressful week, a stressful day, stressful, just constant dealing with stress, understand that this is our time to shed all of this, to shed anything that we feel has been blocking us or hindering us in growth and development. We're feeling into this eternal presence. Imagine yourself outside and it's dusk and you're on your favorite porch and you have a big giant house, one of those country homes, and yonder you see cornfields that play before you in front of your home, and the cornfields just go for miles and miles and miles. And as you sit on your porch, you know, you're coming back into this time where there's a farm, there's animals, and you've had a long day. You've had a long day of tending to the animals. You have a long day of milking the cows and breeding the chickens, eggs, and doing all these things to keep the farm going, planting, soiling, as you do every day in your life. And imagine this beautiful farm that you're on is a reflection of your own life and is a metaphor of your life. And we're gonna come into this beautiful harvest energy. And then whereas we're in this beautiful harvest energy, you see a large scarecrow as you look yonder, and that scarecrow is there. Usually they have scarecrows to scare away all the crows so they won't eat the crops, but this scarecrow in particular is for you and your shield of protection. The fun, lighthearted jack-o'-lantern face. Imagine what that does and imagine what that is. That lighthearted scarecrow with the jack-o'-lantern face, and he looks scary, but he's not. He's actually fun and playful, and it's silly. And that is the reflection of the shield that you have, your silliness, your glow, your high vibration. You see, in the midst of anything that is dark and scary, you'll always have that scarecrow. You'll always have that silly nature here to understand that it is all make-believe in the end. And life is but a dream. Understand the illusion, the divine, beautiful illusion, and that this is a temporary, beautiful experience. Your love is so high, your vibration is so high that nothing could come into your cornfield, nothing can come into your crops. Just like the scarecrow scares away all those crows, your high vibration scares away all those crows. Your vibration scares away all those lower entities that want to come and pick at your cornfield and pick at your crops and destroy your crops. That ain't happening. You have the love here within you. You have the divine power here within you. Your high vibration right now is the inner child. That is your shield. That is your sword and your armor of protection. That little child in you. For as that little child gets to play tonight,
Are you, and understand where you're at? Are you dressed up? Are you having fun? Because it's all fun. And it's all magic and make-believe as we get to dress up and be whoever we want. But you see, come back to real life and understand we can do this anytime we feel. We could do this anytime we choose. Who is it that your higher self wants to morph into? If you could be anything in the world, what would it be right now? Who would you be? How would you walk? How would you talk? Who is that person that you're visioning right now of the next phase that you're aspiring to be like as we morph, as the new moon that just happened, the eclipse, and pardon me, the eclipse that just occurred. It's about endings and beginnings. Where's your beginning? As your ending has come, and as it is the end of the season and we're entering fall, we're entering the wintry phase. We're entering that winter wonderland and the night and the going into hibernation. What is your new self? See yourself evolve right now. Feel your spirits lifting you higher and higher as you are divine, infinite rays of light. Feel your magic inside your heart. Feel yourself flying. You can see yonder as the sun sets right on all your cornfields. You could see the biplanes whizzing by. And you just sit back and you say, oh, this is life. Reaping and sowing. Planting the seeds to your dreams. Planting the seeds. Nurturing that seed, that plant, that flower that's growing. Where are you going? Beautiful life. You can hear voices saying, you are so powerful. What an enchantment. Those are the voices of spirit, your angels. You can hear your angels come around you as you fly and drift into the cornfields and endless, endless rows of corn that just, dance in the wind beneath you and carry you and the sustainability of your being as it nurtures you, as you plant food, and the plant and the food is nutritious and loves you, helps you to become big and strong and fast and expansive. Look at all these elements of the world. Look at all these elements of life. Look at everything that is around you to help support you and your entire being. Look at this endless supply. Drifting back to the porch, back to the earth plane, being able to feel and be a part of that sunset, being able to feel and be a part of the breeze and the autumn air. When you're ready, open up your eyes and give you a nice big smile. Give a nice big relaxing warmth of good. Release any tension. Come into the new, for it is now the new beginning. What direction are you taking? What is the direction of your life's purpose right now, and where must it go? Where are you flying? Thank you. you, Infinite Spirit, and thank you everyone for tuning in to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Guided Meditation. Stay tuned because later on we have our drum circle. Woo! We have our drum circle happening. We're in the light, we're in love, we're playful. Yeah, we are. Halloween reminds us of a time to, like I said, connect with the inner self, with the inner child. It's a time for play. You know, I don't know if I'm the only one who notices, but on Halloween, adults tend to get a little more goofy. It's like their permission to be more goofy than they usually are. And it's just kind of, I think it's kind of silly to me because it's like, you know, you could be like that every day. You know, you can dress up every day. You know, you can have fun and play and be light every day. You don't have to just reserve one day to be not serious and have fun. So I think it's important that, I really think that's why this holiday is important, to remember that, to remember that you can do this every day, that it doesn't have to take you wearing a mask in order to be who you truly want to be, in order to love the way you want to love, dance the way you want to dance. You don't need a mask to be free. So that was just a little bit of a channel right there for spirit. Don't get offended. Anyways, we have a great show. We're here till 8 p.m., 2 hours of paranormal fun on Halloween, and I'm just going to give you everything I'm supposed to be giving you, you know? I'm just going to be channeling and giving you the messages of spirit, lighting up the night, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on this beautiful Halloween night, with all honesty, with all love and honesty. I would not want to be anywhere else except right here at WMFO 91.5 FM. Okay, so anyways, here's a fun song I wanted to play. Obviously I'm on my ska streak and it's the world. That's so funny. That's actually really funny. So without further ado, here's Death of Guitar Pop, the Suburban Ska Club. I've been listening to this all, like, every day. I've been listening to this, like, every day. Every day. It's really good. I love it. It's so catchy. And I am thinking about bringing my ska meditations back at the third Tuesday of every month. I'm just getting more of an insight. So, let's do it up. Anyways, this is 91.5 FM WMFO. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds with Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. I love you.
Oh, Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those beavers? Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, all get up, how'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, had to get my ties. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, jeebus, 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 creepers, where'd you get those peepers, boy? Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Guys, all get up. I think it's so little. Gosh, oh, get him, boy. I get that size. Golly gee, oh, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. got to put my cheetahs on. Jeebus, 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 great buddy, where'd you get those people, boy? Oh, those weebers, how they hypnotize, yes, where'd you get those eyes?
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
You are listening right here to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we are having a paranormal radio show on Halloween. What are the odds? Okay, I'm going to just say this throughout the whole show and just be annoying. What are the odds? Accidents don't happen. I'm supposed to be here right on the air giving you some magicaler music, you know, as I like to do it. Yeah, you know, a lot of what I do here is a lot of Americana. I do like the gospel, the bluegrass, the country, the Dixieland jazz, you know, soul, all that good stuff, and the 50s, rockabilly, and then the rest is just everything vintage, everything. Also, a lot of 80s. Of course, lots of 80s, but it's all vintage, surf, ska, soul. You know, I already said that. You know what I'm talking about, like new wave, punk, lots of 80s, old school punk, 70s punk. You know how it is. You know how we roll here, so... Anyways, we're going to keep it going. Sometimes I like to do the Sunday services when I do the Americana, and Sunday service on a Tuesday is what I decided to do. So I'm going to play a lot of old stuff, but I'm also going to just mix it around and playing Halloweenish, high vibrational stuff, happy stuff. You know, the theme is lightheartedness. So we're going to stick with that. Swinging at the Seance with the Deep River Boys. There's no way I could not play this song for you tonight. So this is a good one. This is like the Paranormal Playground Sound theme if I had one. So this is, yeah, you're going to like them. This is like a gospel jubilee group, but they're singing about they're singing about the occult, which is interesting, and they made a whole Halloween album. Imagine that, a Christian gospel group back in like the 30s, and they make a Halloween album. I don't know if they do that these days, but it'd be interesting if they do, but this is pretty nice. This is original mediumship music right here. Deep River Boys.
Da 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 deo 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 wada woo woo. In a house upon a rock along the countryside, at precisely 12 o'clock, the spooks began to rise.
and 12 ticks, swinging and seeing hot licks with the medium entrance. How the horns begin to dance. Oh, wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-wah-doo-wah-doo-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-
when the trumpet blasted out. All spooks begin to shout, oh, wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-doo-wah-doo-day. That music came through so sweetly low down, yet nobody knew who was riffing around. Oh, swinging at the sea and flag coats, swinging at the sea and blue notes. Why, the trumpet could have won a cup if jiving broke the sea and stuff. And who do you think did the tune so well? No one else but Gabriel. Swinging at the sea, black cats, yellow cats, gray cats, blue cats, all the hats from miles around. Swinging, 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 swinging at the sea.
Suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Little shop of horrors, don't you walk in the fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere? That took your life that night. They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere? A sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see?
We are back here, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! A paranormal show on a Halloween. What are the odds on a Halloween? I said a Halloween. What are the odds of that? You know, I'm just going to keep saying that throughout the whole show, just annoy you all. I'm going to just annoy you all with the whole, I told you so. I told you. I was supposed to be here this tonight, obviously. So anyway, I hope you like that Mark Dining Teen Angel. That's, in my opinion, that is some spooky stuff. And it's good. I like 50 spooky. Speaking of 50 spooky, that was the Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah, if you haven't seen that movie, I really encourage you to see it. It's so much fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a good movie. You know, what can be better than a killer plant? You know, what could be better than a plant, a scary plant come to life? That's a musical. Like, who would have thought? They probably drop mad, whatever it is. Wacky tabacky. And we're just like, whoa, we're going to make a movie about a talking plant. It's going to be a musical. And we're going to intertwine it with 50s music and 80s, and we're just gonna, it's gonna be a Broadway cinematic play. Oh my goodness, it's unbelievable. It's great. Oh man. And so Deep River Boys swinging at the Seance. Did you hear him talk about a medium in that song? That's great. Anyways, I got some more great stuff coming up for you. Stay tuned. 7:05, we got the shamanic drumming. We're gonna take a journey. You're gonna naturally trip. You're just naturally gonna, we're going on a vision. Excuse me. Vision quest. Can I talk? Is it possible, spirit? Can I talk? We're going on a vision quest. 7:05 at the dot. Okay, and we got some more awesome tunes. I'm having a blast. I always do. It's never a dull moment here. It's always fun. This never gets old. This is always so therapeutic. It's always uplifting, and I hope you're getting what you need on this beautiful Halloween. If you're like me and you don't really celebrate Halloween, you don't really go out. I mean, I had my fill of that. Like, let me tell you something. PJs, scary movie. That's my Halloween. But right now, I'm here on the radio doing this, doing it up, and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm so happy. This is amazing. What a great Halloween 2023. I love you all so much. Stay tuned. I got some Brian Wilson from the Smile album for you. I wanted to put in a little bit of that Brian's, you know, eccentricness, but also remind us about the childlike nature of being an adult and celebrating Halloween and how it's the one day where adults actually, you know, just kind of let loose and just stop being serious. And it's like, hello, you could do that every day. Just you don't really have to, you know, conform it to one day just because everybody else is. This is a reminder. It's a friendly reminder. I'm not being obnoxious. I'm being a friendly reminder. You don't have to just be fun and playful and goofy and crazy and wild just on Halloween. Like, you know, sometimes I just wanted to add, I want to get to this song, but I just wanted to add, you know, sometimes because, you know, I remember being at my house when I used to live at home, and my dad would be like, you know, Mariah, it's not Halloween. Stop acting like that. And it's just, it's funny that he would say, it's not Halloween. Stop acting like that. And I mean, of course, you're a doll. You live with your parents, so you're going to act a little bit more immature. But apparently to him, it was Halloween. That's called acting Halloween. So anyway, all right, let's get into it. We got some Brian Wilson is sick, dude. This Smile album is so sick. I wish I could just play this whole thing. Maybe I'll get a chance to play the whole thing through in the future. I wouldn't doubt it. But Father of the Sun from the Smile album right here.
Wondering who, wonderful you, I wonder if.